From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year, but Thanksgiving weekend travel was down 25% last year from 2007, and experts say they expect very little increase this year. Also, many people who might have flown in other years are not doing that this year, such as Vanessa and Randall Clark of Washington, D.C.
We're going to New York City.
And
driving. We will not be flying.
Travel experts say the reasons for traveling by car and train rather than plane vary, but often center on cost. AAA says it expects about 38 million people to travel this Thanksgiving weekend, most of them by car. There's some evidence that the economy continues to improve, however tentatively. The Labor Department says the number of new claims for unemployment benefits fell last week to below 500,000 for the first time since January. But those numbers still indicate a net loss of jobs. The leader of the Taliban has called on Afghans to break off all relations with the government. NPR's Tom Bullock has more from Kabul.
It was Mullah Omar's holiday message delivered just before the Muslim holiday of Eid. The recluse, believed to be based in Pakistan, said the Afghan people would not agree to any negotiations which would lead to a prolonged presence of foreign troops in the country. And he called the government a stooge administration. The statement came just a week after the second inauguration of President Hamid Karzai. During that ceremony, the Afghan president called out to members of the Taliban, saying he was ready to include in his government members of the group who were ready to renounce terrorism. Mullah Omar's statement was posted on a website believed to be used by the Taliban. It was also emailed to journalists. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Kabul.
An Irish Roman Catholic order has agreed to a multi-million dollar settlement after being cited for more than 40 years of child abuse. Larry Miller has more on that story from London.
The Roman Catholic Christian Brothers is offering $240 million additional compensation after disclosures that the order was responsible for flogging, slave labor, and gang rape in many of Ireland's reform schools and orphanages. The abuse happened between the 1930s and the 1970s. The fresh amount is on top of $45 million already paid. Christian Brothers was once the largest provider of residential care for boys in Ireland. During an official inquiry, more than 2,000 people testified they suffered physical and sexual abuse as children. The investigation found that sexual abuse was endemic and church leaders knew what was going on. In a statement, the order said it accepted the inquiry's findings with shame and sorrow. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On early trading and on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points at 10,444. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 6 at 2175. This is NPR News. A former grain dealer from Missouri has pleaded guilty in what federal prosecutors say was a multi-million-dollar Ponzi scheme. From St. Louis Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports.
Authorities say Kathy Giesecker, who bought corn, wheat, and soybeans from farmers in central Missouri, defrauded those farmers out of $27 million. She claimed to have futures contracts to sell grain at above-market prices, but prosecutors say those contracts never existed. Instead, Giesecker sold the commodities on the spot market and used the cash to pay her initial sellers. This worked until crop prices fell. Prosecutors say she spent money on vehicles, gifts for friends, and expensive livestock. When she's sentenced in February, Kathy Giesecker faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
The death toll from a massacre in the Philippines 3 days ago is now 57 after more bodies have been found. The dead include relatives of a gubernatorial candidate, supporters, lawyers, and an estimated 18 traveling journalists. Officials have not determined a motive, but they say it could be related to the upcoming election. No one has been arrested, but Filipino officials say they are investigating a member of a powerful gang that has effectively ruled the province unchallenged. Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals was the unanimous choice for the National League's Most Valuable Player Award. He got all 32 first-place votes in the balloting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. This is Pujols' third win in 9 seasons. His most recent previous win was in 2005. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.